commentator Gary Borders can concentrate at the task at hand, even with the hubbub around him. So naturally, music is a good thing.
I spend much of my waking hours in front of a computer screen, either at the office or at home. In my day job, I post items to Facebook, I update the website, design flyers and brochures, process the photos I've taken in Photoshop, and write press releases and other material. These are solitary endeavors for the most part, requiring the meager talents I bring to Thrive 360, the nonprofit for which I handle communications. Then I come home and at some point in the evening return to the computer screen. I either write or process my personal photos or work at my second job. That's as a newspaper broker covering 5 states. I attempt to put together buyers and sellers of newspapers and magazines. Much of this work is done by email at night. This is a new gig, and a lot of legwork will be required before it bears fruit. But I'm patient, and it is fun to stay connected to newspapers, which provided me an excellent living for nearly 4 decades. Thank goodness I can walk early every morning and hit the CrossFit gym 3 times a week during lunch hour. That offsets, to some degree, all those hours spent moving a mouse around a screen. It's a pretty good life. When I'm not listening to Red River Radio, I stream music. I use earbuds at work so as not to subject my coworkers to my musical tastes, and I close the study door when at home. One of the benefits of this ongoing digital revolution is access to vast amounts of free music, if you're willing to put up with a few commercials an hour. For the past several years, I've used Pandora, but recently I finally caught up with the hipsters and downloaded the free version of Spotify. The music world suddenly vastly expanded. You can't download music using the free version, and I'm cheap, but every artist I have searched for has albums on Spotify. My quaint habit of purchasing 1 or 2 CDs monthly through Amazon and then transferring them to iTunes is about to end. I can endure a couple of 15-second commercials in exchange for having a musical universe a mouse click away. One way writers can be classified, and it's a minor distinction, admittedly, is whether they require utter silence while writing or if they prefer the music cranked up to spouse annoying levels. I fall in the latter category. I'm convinced that listening to a fine singer-songwriter spin a tale fuels my paltry creative juices. One reason I can listen to music and still concentrate on what I'm doing, whether it's writing a column or designing a flyer, is that I spent nearly 40 years in newsrooms. There, I was constantly interrupted, especially as my responsibilities grew. When I was a lowly photographer, I did my job relatively unimpeded. But when I became an editor and then a publisher, constant interruptions were part of work life. Unhappy readers, reporters with questions, photographers with complaints, car dealers demanding a discount on their ads, and so it went. I learned to not lose my train of thought, to be able to type away at whatever I was working on, even as a babel of voices rose around me. My musical tastes are eclectic. The common thread is women and men who know how to tell a story. Tonight, besides Paul Thorne, I listen to Mary Gauthier, Chuck Prophet, Alabama Shakes, Guy Forsythe, Ruthie Foster, and Jason Isbell. Music provides the soundtrack as I do my work, create or correct, edit or editorialize. As I said, it's a good life.
Commentator Gary Borders is a longtime East Texas writer and photographer. You can catch up with him at GaryBorders.com.